BHM 365 presents A Focus on Black Solutionists. Kathy Hughes, founder of an influential Black media network. The story of Kathy Hughes is filled with perseverance and determination. She is an inspiration to many throughout the world. Her humble beginnings in Omaha, Nebraska, were not deterrent to her success, but rather part of the catalyst that fueled her ambition to empower Black people with information and to tell stories from their perspective. Hughes is a media pioneer who demonstrates the power of one woman, one vision, one company, Urban One, formerly known as Radio One. As founder and chairperson of Urban One Incorporated, the largest Black-owned and operated broadcast company in the nation, Hughes' unprecedented career has spawned multimedia conglomerate that generates original content across the spectrum of radio, television, and digital media. Hughes began her radio career in her hometown of Omaha, Nebraska, at KOWH AM, a station owned by a group of Black professionals. In 1971, she moved to Washington, D.C. and became a lecturer in the newly established School of Communications at Howard University. During her tenure, she served as general sales manager at WHUR, Howard University Radio, increasing the station's revenue from $250,000 to $3 million in her first year. She also became the first woman vice president and general manager of a station in the nation's capital and created the format known as the Quiet Storm, which revolutionized urban radio and was aired on over 480 stations nationwide. In 1980, Hughes purchased her flagship station, WOLAM, in Washington, D.C., and pioneered yet another innovative format, 24-hour talk from a Black perspective, with the theme, Information is Power. She served as the station morning show host for 11 years. In 1999, Kathy Hughes became the first Black woman to chair a publicly held corporation, following the sale of more than 7 million shares of common stock to the public, along with her son and business partner, Alfred Liggins III. She grew what was then Radio One into a multimedia company that became an urban radio market leader with more than 60 stations across the country comprised of hip-hop, R&B, gospel, and talk radio formats. It became the first Black company in radio history to dominate several major markets simultaneously, and Hughes became the first woman to own a radio station that was ranked number one in a major market. Radio One also diversified and launched the television network TV One in 2004 and entered the digital space with Interactive One, now iOne Digital, in 2007. You're listening to BHM 365, a celebration of Black history with one of our Black solutionists, Kathy Hughes. To find out more about African American history, visit us at bh365.org.